Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha. Welcome to Talking Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth. Today is the first preview for the San Diego International Film Festival. And of course, a plane flies by. We have not heard a plane all morning. We have no choice to block plane sound because we are in a runway pattern. But as all you filmmakers know, the moment you say action, roll sound, speed, anything, all of a sudden Martians appear. So we apologize if you hear that plane. You might not because my headphones are picking it up. But with that, San Diego Film Festival, lots of stuff going on. It kicks off tomorrow night, Wednesday the 10th, runs through the 14th. We will be out on Friday, so we will be bringing you reviews and wrap-ups of the Unstoppable Women panel and animation filmmaking. I believe it's a block because all it says is animation filmmaking in the schedule. And The Hate U Give, which I know is out. We'll let you guys look that one up on your own because I read it had played Toronto, and then got released 2 weeks early. So since that film is out there for you, but, you know, we kind of wish that it wouldn't have been released so that we could say we saw it at San Diego before the public. But hey, it's marketing and it's all in good fun, so we're not taking anything from the filmmakers. So we are also going to be bringing you, we met a filmmaker, Cam McHarg. We're going to be bringing you a review of his short film. Cam is a filmmaker that contacted us, so we were lucky. And his film is called Deer Season, and it's won Action Awards, or an Actors Award. It also won at Indie Fest Award of Excellence, and at the Independent Shorts Awards, it won Best Actor. So this director, Cam, he wrote, directed, and acted in the film. And that's really cool. I love when people do that. I think that's awesome. I mainly love it, and I don't mean this in an arrogant way. I mainly love it because I couldn't do it. There's no way I could act in something. Excuse me. I've written and directed and I've produced, but not going to get me in front of the camera, and especially if I'm in charge of me in front of the camera. So we want to thank you, Susan, for your wonderful help for all this, and you're going beyond the call of duty to answer one or two of my emails that have walked the line of being pointless, but you're just there for all the press, and we love that. Another feature that we are going to be, I always say this, we're going to review it if we like it, and I'm not saying that to be arrogant. I'm saying that in the sense that we won't bash a film. But we received a film called One Last Night that we're really excited about checking out. I'm going to tell you guys to see it, even though I haven't seen it, because if it's in the San Diego Film Festival, it's good. Saturday the 13th at 2 p.m. at the Regal Cinemas UA at Horton Plaza, or Sunday, October 14th at 10:30 a.m. Again, I've covered San Diego. This is my seventh year, fourth for Talking Pictures. The worst film I saw there, the absolute most awful film that I walked out of, it was only because I had something to do, and the film was not good enough to make me break my word with who I was supposed to meet. So given the fact that I don't break my word, and given the fact that I wouldn't do it for a film, basically means that it was a great film. So here's the synopsis of One Last Night, which you can check out. Let's see here. You know, sometimes it's hard to navigate some of these press kits. Sometimes they're all the same. Sometimes they're a little different. So I'm not slacking here on the having my information ready. It's interesting because one time a friend told me, gosh, you sure were like, didn't have it together on air. And then I had to explain to him that sometimes I literally have six piles of paper and four windows open on a computer and then my own list. And it's just, it's mayhem. So with that, one last night. Synopsis: on their first date, Alex and Zoe venture to see a movie at a local theater. The film ends and the two become so engaged in a heated discussion they do not notice the theater closing or leaving them locked inside. Their adventure starts out light and comical as they search for an escape and quickly find themselves falling for one another. Suddenly, a secret is revealed about Alex that abruptly changes Zoe's perception. Perhaps their escape room experience was not as accidental as she thought. I think this is great. I could point out a bunch of films that they probably borrow from and love, but that's what we all do. All artists take from each other. All artists who respect art and admire each other, it ends up happening. It's just the way it goes. And so people see that and they go, oh, you're ripping on. It's like, you know what? John Coltrane took from Miles Davis. Martin Scorsese takes from John Ford. You're just not going to get you're just not going to get around it. So, it's the way it goes. Sorry about that little typing noise. I'm actually requesting some viewing because I'm not going to be in San Diego on Saturday, unfortunately. I'm kind of bummed about that, but you don't get to do everything in life. With that, let's see what else we have for you. I believe I was going to take as, let's see, there was one other one I was going to open up. Like I said, I have so much in front of me here. Sofra, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Sofra. This is going to be the last one I mention. San Diego premiere. This is recommended from Susan, our PR rep, who also mentioned to tell us to mention The Hate U Give. Well, actually, she's not endorsing the film. Her personal opinions. Let me take that back. I asked her to suggest something to me for the show, so she's just doing her job. I didn't want to make that sound like she had an agenda. San Diego premiere of Sofra, so Sofra, I am assuming, follows the unlikely and wildly inspirational story of intrepid social entrepreneur Miriam Shar, a generational refugee who has spent her entire life in, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, I'm so sorry, Burj El Baharan refugee camp just south of Beirut, Lebanon. The film follows Miriam as she sets out against all odds to change her fate by launching a successful catering company, Sofra, and then expand into a food truck business with a diverse team of fellow refugee women. Friday, October 12th at 2:30 p.m. Knowing my luck, but it's playing at Westfield UTC Arclight Cinemas. Knowing my luck, this is like some huge San Diego story, and Obama gave her a medal, and I just was tuned out and didn't notice. Sorry, in the last couple of years, I'm not even going to really get into politics. I have tuned out. I admit to it. I'd rather use my oxygen playing with bugs than some of the stuff that's going on in the world. So my opinions are that of the show, not of San Diego Film Festival. So I love this. And one last thing, because it said women panel, so I instantly just said I want to go to that because, of course, with how awesome things are going in the world right now, I'm going to go ahead and say it with how nutty they're going, with how happy people are, and also with how angry people are, that I have to see any panel that's going on. And again, I'm not going to, with a 10-foot pole, say I don't know why I'm typing in San Diego Film Festival panel and everything but the one I need is coming up. So I'm just going to say, check out the Unstoppable Women panel at the San Diego Film Festival on Saturday at 11 a.m. San Diego has always had great panels, actually. I saw Ben and Jeffrey Lyons there. I saw an acting panel. sorry, getting a runny nose. Each year has been great. Gosh, my first year there was an Almost Famous block party. Okay, so here's what's cool. This is the Unstoppable Women panel. Nayla Chaudhry, UCSD chairman. Sarah Zaidhi, a filmmaker. I don't like saying foreign filmmaker, but it looks like she's from another country. I don't even like saying that. And then the head of global sports and entertainment segment sales at Morgan Stanley. So this is kind of cool because it's going to show entertainment and all those things going on. And there's a social impact panel with multiple filmmakers Friday the 12th at 11 a.m. Let's see. There's a business panel Saturday. George Parra, who actually worked on Sideways and The Descendants and is Alexander Payne's team, is going to be at the business side of the panel on Saturday, October 13th. So I apologize. Now I'm just rambling with excitement. That's going to do it for me. Stay tuned for more from the San Diego Film Festival and myself. Aloha.